Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Even though loyalty can be challenged and love can be challenged, and there's moments where we all fall short of that, because that's what I see in my practice, I just want to say it's okay, because that is the lesson that you need to learn about yourself. This is where marriage is requiring you to grow, because you're not perfect individuals, and all of us fall short. We all can't sit here and say our marriages are perfect and everything is wonderful. But it's always a continuous growth process where if you're with somebody who's patient with you and can help you grow through that.
The like is really important, right? Because there are people I love that I will never speak to ever again, right? So love is not the barrier, right? It's not enough, because you know, you can love somebody, like you have somebody in your family you love, but you like, this person is toxic, this person is dead. All right, so I'm gonna love you from over here, right?
Right.
But when you like somebody, you like them, you're like, all right, I love you and I like you. That means, all right, I wanna spend time with you.
Loyalty can definitely exist independently of love, because like when I think about other relationships that I have, I'm loyal to my family. I'm loyal to friends based on common bonds, right? If we have shared goals, shared visions, I can be loyal to them and not necessarily love them. Or people that I meet that we have common bonds with, I can be loyal to them as well. But is loyalty the foundation? I would have to say no. I think respect is the foundation, right? Respect goes a really long way. Like, respectability can have you overcome some of the hardest things. And I'm speaking from experience. There's a lot of things that we've gone through, and because I respect who he is as a person, that's what is the foundation for me.
Hey, wait. I know you want to watch this next video, but listen, if you are an entrepreneur, business coach, business consultant, or a small business owner who has a story and wants to learn how to create multiple streams of income from your story, I need you to text me right now, my book, to 646-687-4152. That is my personal number. I have been an author for over 12 years. I've written 10 books. Four of them have been bestsellers, and I've sold over 100,000 books. But I've also helped a lot of my clients take their expertise and put it into a story, then create multiple streams of income from that. So I want to help you do the same thing. So text my book to 646-687-4152. All right, let's go back to the video.
Delicia is a licensed clinical therapist, professor of social work, and the founder of the Coaching with Dr. Alicia, LLC. She's here to share her wisdom and insights on strengthening relationships and healing past pain. Start clapping right now, Make some noise for Dr. Alicia Watkins! Ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor to introduce a true leader in the world of dentistry, a dedicated practitioner who has been caring care for patients since 1995. Born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, and following in his father's footsteps, he has not only excelled in the field of dentistry, but also made an impact beyond the dental chair. Please welcome to the stage the remarkable Dr. Quickless, or as many call him, Dr. Q, and his wife, Ms. Kim. All right, y'all, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, last but certainly not least, a remarkable individual who has defied all odds and to become one of the top financial educators in the world, a best-selling author and motivational speaker. From a challenging upbringing filled with adversity, he rose to the top 1% of bankers nationwide and shattered barriers to financial success. He's here to inspire and empower us to take control of our financial destinies. He is also accompanied by his amazing wife, business partner, and mother of their two beautiful children. Together for over 20 years, she has helped Ash build multiple seven-figure businesses and charted her own success with her own fitness brand, cosmetic line, amongst other endeavors. Ladies and gentlemen, start clapping right now, and make some noise for Ash Cash and Amina Lee!
Hello, everybody. Give it up for our wonderful panelists here. Yeah, so this is the relationship panel, and I really appreciate everybody getting up in the morning. We were dancing till all night last night. I had to peel myself out of the bed. So today's the title of today's panel is Loyalty versus Love, Which is More Important? And I'm not certain who came up with this title, but I was thinking, how can loyalty and love verse each other? But as Dr. Boyce was talking this morning, he talked about, I want all of you all to come back here next year, a new person. And I think about that when I think about marriage. It's a death process. You're not the same person before you get married and then after you get married. It's a different person. You have to say goodbye to yourself. It's a death process. So what does that mean in terms of loyalty versus love? It's like, that's where love really starts. You really start losing yourself as an individual and start loving yourself as a married person. So I think it does make sense. Once I think about it, the loyalty versus love, it's getting rid of your single self. And sometimes we love our single life. But you have to say goodbye to that and now be a married person. So that starts our first conversation, our first discussion. Is how do you, and we'll start here with the Quigleys, how do you strike a balance between being loyal to a partner and acting out of love for yourself?
Well, I think that it doesn't separate. You know, I think it's still you, and you're just sharing you with your partner. You're sharing yourself, and you come together that way. So I think it's a blending process, not necessarily a separation. I mean, not to say that you don't, you know, like you said, you miss your single self, kind of. But if it's good, you know, it's good. You know, I had a single self, and this is better. You know, because it's a blending. That's how I feel.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Well, I think, you know, everything is based on respect. you know, it's mutual respect for each other. And if you don't have that foundation where you actually respect the other person, because that's what keeps you in line, is that you know that person too has respect for themselves.
Right.
And that if you step out of line, it's a problem, you know, and you have that in your mind because everything's a choice, mm-hmm. right? Everything that we do is a choice. And as people, you know, just like here, we're all here together. Everybody's meeting interesting people, you know, and we're all human beings. So you got, you know, interesting people, you got attractive people around here. But it's a choice. You have to choose, you know, hey, this is what I'm committed to.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you have to choose each other.
Yeah. Go ahead. No.
Yeah. Every day you have to choose each other.
Yeah. I love that thing. I love what you're talking about, choices, because that's what loyalty is about. Once you get married, you have all of these competing things pulling against you. I have kids and businesses and all these things. And I have to say, no, I have a choice. I have to put my marriage first. It's not the only thing I put first, but I have to be loyal to my husband in order for it to work. And that's what comes first. And everybody needs to know that. Yes, you are just as important, but my marriage is important. And that's what loyalty is about, the choice to put your spouse first. And the kids see that and everyone else sees that. And then everybody respects your relationship. So I love that. Thank you. Okay, so let's go on with you guys. What do you guys think in terms of how do you strike a balance between being loyal to your partner and acting out of love for yourself?
I would have to say self-awareness is really important. It's a really important part of that, especially as a woman. Just kind of piggybacking off of what you just mentioned, being a mother, being a parent, running a business, you have to be loyal to yourself first. If you're not loyal to yourself, you can't be loyal to a partner or anything else. You know what I mean? So it's like being fully self-aware and understanding your needs and being able to communicate that is very important and can make the bond between those two stronger.
Interesting.
Yeah, I agree. Fellas, take a note, right? Whatever she said. I know she go first. I agree with everything she said. So I agree, right? It's about this interdependence. You go online and you hear people give relationship advice and they're talking about this independence. I could do it by myself kind of thing. But you have to have this interdependence where you're self-aware, you know exactly who you are, you know, and you know who your partner is and allow each other to know that person, but then become better by becoming interdependent, right? By saying that I'm, you know, what's the song? I'm good all by myself, but we're a force, we're together, right? You make me better. And so just kind of understanding, all right, independently, I am who I am. Independently, she is who she is. But having that awareness and then coming together to make this stronger bond. Because I think the biggest mistake is losing yourself in a relationship and then no one recognizes it. Like, I don't recognize me, I don't recognize her because we lost each other. But now, you know, we're aware and we're being loyal to who we are. And then we come together and then we, you know, we're able to be a high functioning, you know, business partners, friends, lovers. Parents, you know, it gives us that ability to be our best selves because we're not sacrificing, right? I have a saying, abundance is your birthright, right? And so abundance is not a, you know, yes, you have a choice, but for me, and is better than or, right? And so instead of having to choose, I'm saying like, I want it all, right? And so being able to understand that I can be the best at all of these things, and choosing, you know, all of it.
Oh, I so agree with that. What you just described was the difference between codependence. Codependence is when you lose yourself. You're no longer who you are. You're just connected with each other, and that's unhealthy. What you just described was the interdependence, where you can maintain your own self and then also be together as a unit so that you can be stronger. And I just realized that both of you two are entrepreneur couples. So that's a yet another dynamic on top of just being married to each other, which is complicated. But you complicate things even more because you're adding a business. And I really have to ask this question. It's not even on my question list here. But how do the two of you manage running a business, but also running a household? How do you manage that?
It's just what we do. I mean, it's who we are. And I think if we weren't doing that, we would have to find out how to do that. So, I mean, we're together 22 hours a day. Yeah.
Okay.
22 hours. And it's only 22 because I go to the office before him. That's it. 2 hours before him. We have two dental practices and we have what's outside, Dr. Q's Fresh Breath Club and Golden Bite. And so it's 24 hours a day. At the end of the day, we're leaving the office at 9 o'clock. We're going right in. And it's like he said, it's a mutual respect for each other. We feed off of each other. We know each other's strengths and weaknesses. So it's very fluid, you know, and we like each other. We actually like each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not just a love relationship. We enjoy being around each other. We like each other. And that means a lot. We have a blended family and our children are all grown, but you know, we are still, it's still important for us to model that relationship for them because, you know, that's their next step, you know, but it's 22 hours a day, literally here.
Was it always like this? Was it bumpy at the beginning? And then it got smooth when you start liking each other?
No, I think we had the benefit of past relationships. So we, you know, we were looking for each other. You don't know that you are, you know, it's not something that you know. But it's, you know, I had come from, you know, some rocky relationships. So I just was like, okay. I'm letting it go. Just show me a sign. Cause clearly I can't hear or see it myself. Give me a sign. Can I tell you that sign came in 30 seconds
wow.
to the point where I could not even, you know, it was a hurtful sign, but it came so clear that I could only, it was like, thank you.
Wow.
And I'm going to move right here, right now and make it happen.
Wow. You know? Thank you for sharing. That is an amazing story. Okay.
Yeah. So, I think when we work together, we know each other's strength and weaknesses. I know where I stop and she starts and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So we trust each other to, you know, if we say this is my responsibility or that's her responsibility, we don't worry about, you know, whether or not it's going to get done or those types of things. So I think that's the main thing that is we're a good team. We know we're a good team.
Wow. I mean, that's really cool because most in my practice, you know, most of the couples that I see are entrepreneurs and it does make it way more complicated. So I got, you know, I can tell them your story. Like it's possible. It can happen. And it's okay if it's a little bumpy. You can overcome some of that. So would you guys like to start? Entrepreneur couple.
So Give them the real.
I am because I'm listening to this couple here and I'm like, wow, it took us a while to get there. We pretty much grew up together. We've been together since we were in our 20s, right? We didn't have any other relationships to really fall back on. So we're going through this process continuously, right? So it's not until, I want to say, since COVID had actually made us a lot stronger where we're getting to the space where I can relate to what you guys are going through now, where he's allowing me to take more, he's trusting my decisions more because previously it was a lot of pushback, you know, it wasn't as seamless, but it's definitely a process. It's definitely a process. And I feel like us being friends has made it work for 20 years. Yeah. If we weren't friends, yeah. And like she said, I actually like him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even when I don't like him, I like him. Yeah. So, so that's what makes it easy, even through the downs of it,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, that's a real, like, the like is really important, right? Right. Because there are people I love that I will never speak to ever again, right? So love is not the barrier, right? It's not enough because, you know, you can love somebody, like, you have somebody in your family you love, but you like, this person is toxic, this person is dead. All right, so I'm going to love you from over here, right?
Right.
But when you like somebody, you like them, you're like, all right, I love you and I like you. I mean, all right, I want to spend time with you. And you know, to my wife's point, to Amina's point, I'm hard headed. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not, you know, and I think I know it all, you know, and I think that I think I know it all. Even when evidence and history shows, you know, just like, nah, this it gotta be this way. And so for a long time, and so we've been in business together. You know, I was a banker for 15 years, and then after I retired from banking, I wrote my first book in 2009, and so we've been in business together for 14 years. And the funny thing about it is, I always listen to her. I just never like I'll just listen later, you know. So like, you know, she'll be telling me things, and I'll just argue with her like, no, it's not gonna work this way. And then all of a sudden, I'll try it my way, it won't work, and then. You know what I'm saying? I'll do it our way. I'm like, oh, it worked. You know what I'm saying? And then during COVID, I think it was just like, bro, like, why are you wasting time? Like, if you go back in the history of everything you've ever done, it was something that she said that made it work. And so why are you wasting time trying to do it your way? Because that was really just ego at the end of the day, right? And Wayne Dyer says, ego is edging God out. Right. And so for me, you know, God, you know, I've always prayed to God and God gave me God. Right. God gave me. Right. We're all made in the image and likeness of God. So God gave me the closest representation of it. And so I kept using my ego, edging God out. Right. Like, good. I got it. But eventually, you know, I just said, you know what? Learn to listen. Right. Learn to listen. That there's loyalty there, that there is this, it's not my business. It's not her business. It's our business. It's our legacy. She will never do anything to hurt herself. So if she's telling me something to do, she's not telling it to me because she's trying to be right. She's trying to, you know, help us. And I just got to a point where I just listen, you know, I just listen now. And the truth of the matter is our income even grew exponentially when I actually listened faster, right? So, you know, by the time, and because she's like a visionary, right? So she'll say something and she'll see it. And because I had no evidence of it. So she said something and I'm like, nah, that's not how it works because I need evidence. So I need to look and see. So I'm using my logical mind, right? Like Dr. Boyce talked earlier, I'm using my logical mind. But the gut intuition is right here telling me to do this. I'm like, no, that's not how it's done. I don't see it. But what is faith? Right? Faith is the absence of the evidence. And so I have to have faith in my partner. If she says, all right, it's time to go, if I wait and do it later, I'll get some crumbs because she's right. I'll get some crumbs. But what if she say go and I go at the moment she say go? Then we gonna exponentially grow. And that's what has happened.
Let me tell you, Amina, girl, there have been so many I told you so moments. And I'm looking at my husband, now I'm answering the question. I'm looking at voice and I'm like, I'm a therapist. I am skilled in reading people. Like, listen to what I have to say. And it was, that's so fascinating about the friendship thing, because when I was 19 years old and I met Boyce, he wasn't even Dr. Boyce. And as soon as he came over to talk to me in the library at Indiana University, immediately I said, I found him.
Ooh.
That was immediately what came through. I found him. But I was 19, so I don't know what that meant. And I have been following, and I never followed him on social media because I'm not a social media person. I wasn't a social media person. And I would just, where are you now? What are you doing? I would always reach out to him, and he was always a special friend to me, my favorite friend. I had no idea any of this existed because we never even talked about that. I just wanted to know how he was doing as a person. And so the friendship part is really important because that keeps us together, because it's not always smooth.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to say, but yes, I told you so moments. And I love that you mentioned COVID, because I think COVID was so wonderful in terms of relationships, because if you were on the fence, COVID was knocking you off either one way or another, because it was really a very clarifying moment for a lot of couples in my office who had to make very hard decisions. And sometimes the hard decision was dissolving. But sometimes the hard decision was, we're going to work on this. And they are stronger than they ever would have been had not COVID happened. So there's a silver lining for COVID. So anyway, I had to get into that. Thank you, you guys. So we'll start again over here with our next question. So our next question is love. Is love the foundation upon which loyalty is built, or can loyalty exist independently of love?
Wow, that's a good question. Loyalty can definitely exist independently of love, because like when I think about other relationships that I have, I'm loyal to my family. I'm loyal to friends based on common bonds, right? If we have shared goals, shared visions, I can be loyal to them and not necessarily love them. Or people that I meet that we have common bonds with, I can be loyal to them as well. But is loyalty the foundation? I would have to say no. I think respect is the foundation, right? Respect goes a really long way. Like, respectability can have you overcome some of the hardest things. And I'm speaking from experience. There's a lot of things that we've gone through. And because I respect who he is as a person, is that that's what is the foundation for me, not necessarily loyalty.
I would say, you know, loyalty, love, and even respect all are based on your character and who you are, you know? And so I think that if you are someone who, is of a certain character, you know, your ability to, like, to be loyal, right? Is based on who you are, your upbringing, what your values are, like what you actually value. And so when I think about the foundation, you could be loyal and not love. You could be loyal and love. All of that is based on character. But I do think that the combination of the two makes for a thriving relationship, right? When there's a level of loyalty based on character, but then it's this level of love, now you go above and beyond, right? So I'll give you a prime example is that there's certain things that, you know, like I may be loyal to, you know, my family. I may be loyal to how I do business, so business partners, right? I may be loyal to humanity, right? How I address people and how, you know, this level of respect and interaction with them. But there's certain things that I just wouldn't do because the love isn't there, right? Because I may not know you or whatever the case may be. So there's this level of respect, level of loyalty, and the love isn't there. But when you add the love, now I go above and beyond, right? Now, because I'm loyal to you, and I love you, now, I'm taking on more of, you know, if you're working on something, then we're working on it. If I, you know, if there's something that, you're struggling with, then that we're struggling with it, right? Because I'm loyal to you. I'm loyal to the friendship. I'm loyal to the partnership, but then also I love you. And so now with that love, I'm going to go more above and beyond.
I like what you're saying, because it's almost like it grows, like where like you kind of love someone and you have to have that trust, though, to have the loyalty. But it's just like it just grows over time. And it's like the love can be strong, but the loyalty grows in addition. So you can't just be all in love and loyal on day one. You know, I don't know you that well. Like, what am I being loyal to? And I really love that. I do think that it's that's so important. Also, what you're saying is because that comes in place when there's disagreements. When I'm mad, you know, it's the loyalty and love that makes me circle back around and say, okay, what just happened? I'm so sorry. Yes, I really do love you, just to let you know. So thank you for that answer. Yeah. Okay. Right. Over here.
First this time.
Okay. So, mix it up a little bit.
Yeah. So the I think the respect leads to the loyalty and the love, because the respect will keep you, you know, from doing stupid stuff. You know, it'll keep you from, you know, accepting that invitation to meet somebody else one-on-one for a drink. You know, it'll keep you from making those bad decisions if you respect the other person. You know, because again, that goes back to that choice. You know, that's a choice. You know, a lot of this stuff, you know, people say, well, it just happened, you know. That cheating just happened. No, it didn't just happen. It was a series of choices. That was a series of choices. You engaged that person. You made a choice to engage that person. You made a choice to meet that person somewhere. And that's disrespectful to start off with. So it begins there with respecting the relationship. If you got respect for the person and for the relationship, then you won't make those bad choices. And that's what keeps you in line, you know, knowing that, hey, if I make this bad choice, then I'm going to damage this relationship and damage the trust. Because once you bust the trust, you got a problem. It's a trust buster.
Yeah.
you got a problem. It's not going to be the same.
Yeah, and you waste so much money with your business because now you have to overcome this trust issue that wasn't there before. And then it's taken away from your bottom line. So good point there. Yeah. Yes.
I totally agree. Yeah, I mean, it starts with the respect. And when you have the respect, then it kind of trickles down into everything else. And then, you know, and it's also like Amina said, you can compartmentalize the loyalty with other relationships. That's different. But when it comes to this, and I think, you know, we're all in the same line in terms of how we were unpacking this. I think it's because we're entrepreneurs and because everything is intertwined. So if you're acting individually like that, then it's like you said, you're totally disrespecting the whole thing. And now it's, you know, everything is going to crumble. Everything is going to go, you know?
Yeah. And I think that, even though loyalty can be challenged and love can be challenged, and there's moments where we all fall short of that, because that's what I see in my practice. I just want to say it's okay. Because that is a lesson that you need to learn about yourself. This is where marriage is requiring you to grow, because you're not perfect individuals and all of us fall short. We all can't sit here and say our marriages are perfect and everything is wonderful, but it's always a continuous growth process where hopefully if you're with somebody who's patient with you and can help you grow through that. We were talking about baggage. All of us have baggage that you bring with you when you come into the relationship with a marriage. And I think that's what's so wonderful about marriage, because had you not gotten married, you probably wouldn't have dealt with that baggage, because you can only deal with it with another person. And so that's one of my questions. Like, how do you all deal with, like, issues where someone falls short and then you just try to overcome it? Because on the other side of it, if you work through whatever it is, it's a beautiful gift to grow even more, even in your business, because there's some blind sides you don't even know about. How do you all do that? Anyone can take the question. We're just free talking right now.
That's an interesting question, because as you were saying those things, I thought about our journey. And in the beginning, something I would suggest no one does is just ignore it. Because that's what I used to do. I used to ignore it. I'm like, you know what? I see you doing something that I don't necessarily think is the right way to go, or that I may not agree with, and I wouldn't even speak up about it. But eventually, there was a shift, you know? And with with the trust and the bond growing stronger, I felt more comfortable and confident to say, okay, let me speak up. And, you know, but that was the first thing that came to mind when you said that.
That's so beautiful because I can't ignore anything. And I need to start ignoring it. And I think Dr. Boyce is beautiful at ignoring things that don't matter.
Yeah.
And he's taught me that. I'm like, God, why am I so? Because I'm a therapist. I'm used to like pick up on everything. So I have to learn how I've learned how I just do need to ignore it because it don't really make a difference at the end of the day. It's not a big deal. So that's beautiful. Anyone else can take it if you want to take it.
Yeah. I mean, just piggybacking off of what Amina was saying, I think that, you know, we have, I mean, you know, so like even in her ignoring, you know, these things, it also allowed her to make up stuff in her head. And as she's making up these stories, so she's ignoring it and she's not addressing it and she's making up these stories. And so now there's this conclusion and now our interactions are not, you know, we're like bumping heads and our interactions are not as fluid as they should be, because she's made up this conclusion and she's like, this is what it is. And I'm like, nah, it's not what it is. And, you know, it allows it to for us to bump heads. But I think that, you know, with us being open, right, and having, and it, number one, it all goes back to a level of respect. It all goes back to friendship. And it's also about, you know, patience, right? And I think for me, having children changed that for me, specifically my son, right? So my daughter, our daughter's 15, and we have an 8-year-old son. Our daughter was almost perfect. Like she was, we just thought, oh my God, like she just did everything right. And, you know, she didn't really cry and she's a great personality. And so, but when our son came.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Came through, oh boy, right? It was like, man, you know, I had to learn patience because my son, and I believe in my heart that God gave us, as Junior AJ, to teach us how to love, right? Because prior to that, you know, I was impatient. But with my son, it's unconditional love. There's nothing he could do that gets me upset. It's unconditional love. And so he could mess whatever up. And I'm like, it's all good. We're going to work through this. So why, with the person that I chose to be with, my life partner, if she does something that drives me crazy, I'm impatient with her. I'm like, oh my God, I can't take this. No, like the same patience that you have for your children, you know, is that level of unconditional love based on friendship, based on respect, based on knowing that this is my life partner, right? My kids, like they're gonna get older and then they're gonna go, right? And what's gonna be left is her and I, in God's will, right? It's gonna be her and I, and so for me, it's really that level of patience and unconditional love to say, you know what? I chose you, like you are it. There's nobody on this planet that can replace you, like you are it. And so anything that happens, right? Because, I mean, she ain't perfect. I'm trying to say, like, you know, I'm not perfect either, but you know what I mean? You know, fellas, y'all know. You know what I'm trying to say? When the wife's all wife in, when the girls all girl, like, you know, and it just takes a level of patience to be like, nah, like, I understand that we all go through stuff, right? And also, when I'm going through stuff and I'm in my crazy, I don't want her to be like, oh, you crazy, I'm gone. I need that level of patience as well, because we all go through stuff. And so as I'm, you know, not logically thinking, I'm stressing out, and I'm like, I need her to be like, all right, you know what? He's having a moment. This is, you know, and let me let him, you know, be him. I know he gonna bounce back, and then we just work through it.
Okay, so I'm learning about you two. You two balance each other out very well. I think that's so great. And I mean, I love what you're saying about how you're raising your son, because I'm picturing in my mind how he's going to be when he's a husband. And when he makes a mistake and you take it as a teaching opportunity, that tells him that, first of all, that gives him confidence in himself and self-worth. Because I think what happens as parents, sometimes we shame our children for making a mistake. And when they grow up, they're going to end up looking at other people and speaking down to them, or they could either be depressed and thinking that they're not worthy. They're not ready to be in a relationship, and they have a lot of relationship issues because of all that shame. But you are not giving your son shame. You're giving him, you're going to make him into a very wonderful man and a husband to someone. So that is really beautiful what you just said. That's excellent.
Yeah.
So over here, any thoughts about what we've been talking about?
We're older. Our children are older. Yes. And, you know, we were friends too for many years and went off into different relationships. And then it just kind of circled back, 25 years later. So by time we connected, we were already friends. We had a mutual friend that kind of started, you know, y'all need to talk, you know? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm still doing my thing. It's over here. But we were always friends, and we could talk about business. And, you know, he mentored me through some business things that I was doing individually. And that just kind of grew the relationship. We started to see our similarities. We were raised the same. You know, we came from the same type of families. And that was a connection point. So the respect grew, the friendship grew, we were friends, and that made a difference. So, you know, our kids were separate from it because, one, we're in two different areas, two different states, and, you know, they were just not part of the original equation when we started kind of moving toward each other. And when we made the decision that we were actually going to be together, it was like trying to be West Coast and trying to do the back and forth. And he's like, well, move to St. Louis. And I'm like, I live in LA. It snows. And I had to really think about it, you know, and I thought about it and I was like, why am I hesitating? There's nothing to hesitate about, because this man is everything I said I was looking for, you know? So, you know, now it was hard to tell my children. It was like, yeah, mom's out, you know, but they're grown. So, yeah, I mean, it's all right. But that respect really helped us. I mean, it made it so easy. It was effortless, you know, in comparison to a lot of things. I moved in with him right before the pandemic. To a state where I don't, you know, I have a couple of relatives, but I wasn't close. So I essentially didn't know anybody. And now we're on lockdown. Mm. And it's just the two of us.
Wow.
Just us.
It's a bit withered.
5,000 square feet.
5,000 square feet of space and just us. You know, the offices were closed. It was just us. Nobody else in the house, nobody ringing a doorbell. It was just us. He was exhausted because of the stress of the offices. I wasn't going to the office yet. I literally just got there. I left 96 degrees, got in. It was raining and snowing and 40, you know, and I was still in shock. And then the pandemic happened. And he was like, okay, well, the recliner went up. And, and I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? He's like, you need to sit down. I was like, no, this is a time. This is a time that we need to do everything because we don't know when they're going to open everything back up. We don't know what they're, you know, what's going to happen. And, you know, when you're entrepreneurial minded, and that's what I had, two businesses I was running myself, and he had his offices, and, you know, Golden Bite was there. You know, I'm like, okay, I gave him like what, a week?
Yeah.
And I was like, we end up. It's time that we got to create something else. We got to.
Is this when you created Dr. Your wonderful Juice products? Yeah. My entire family uses their products, by the way. Yeah, you loved it.
We created, Dr. Q's was born then. Doc took Golden Bite to the next level then, you know, and it was just us.
Yeah.
So great.
So we learned a lot about each other, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, the pandemic was a blessing. For us, it allowed us to, you know, do what you see out here was a result of the pandemic happening. I had initially launched Golden Bite. I had been working on Golden Bite since 08 and ended up getting a patent in 2014. And 2016, I had actually raised $1.5 million for the project in February 2016. And then probably 2-3 weeks after I raised that money, my wife, she was battling cancer, and she ended up passing in July of 2016. But anyway, I ended up giving that money back. Because I wasn't going to be a good fiduciary of the funds, and I needed to focus in on my kids. At that time, my daughter was 15 years old at the time, and had just lost her mom. So that was my primary focus. My boys were, one was getting ready to go to Morehouse, and the other one was at University of Missouri in his second year. And so that was just all I could wrap my mind around, was trying to see them through, to get them on their feet. And so I pretty much dropped everything. I knew I was going to pull Golden Bite back out, but I didn't know when, and the pandemic was what allowed it. And she encouraged me. Hey, she's like, no, you're not going to sit. You get ready. This is too good of a product for you to just be letting it sit around.
I sold the chairs.
Yeah. Like, sure did. Right. She sold my recliners.
That's the most beautiful story I think I've ever heard. It's great.
You came home one day, they were gone.
Yeah.
That is the most beautiful. You know,
he came out the recliner. Like, no,
hey, right. I'm gonna put my feet up here. but it was we went through a whole process, and in fact, that's what I'm gonna talk about at 1 o'clock this afternoon. I'll be talking about the whole process of product development. I've gone through it like three times. I have three patents. We might discuss all those things on how you take the idea from here and actually bring it all the way to the market.
That's beautiful. Okay, I'm sitting in on that one at 1 o'clock. Thank you for sharing that beautiful story. That was beautiful. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so we're going to our final question, and it's, what are the hallmarks of a healthy, balanced relationship where loyalty and love coexist harmoniously? Anybody can start, whoever feels it.
I used to say that communication is probably one of the biggest hallmarks in making sure you have a relationship where love and loyalty exist. But today, I feel like trust might trump that a little bit. Because when you fully trust someone, it just makes the relationship completely different, you know. Trust, I would say, is one of the hallmarks. Communication, of course. And I don't know. Trust and communication is like, you can't go wrong with those.
No, you know what? I agree with that, because I do talk about that with a lot of my couples. Mm-hmm. Communication is an aspect of whether somebody is trustworthy. Yeah. If you want to know if someone's trustworthy, they have to be open in their communication. Yeah. And what I'm finding, and we talked about infidelity, a lot of times infidelity happens in relationships because one partner is not trustworthy. And the reason why they're not is there are several indicators. But one of those indicators is that, are they open in their communication? And when I talk to couples, and couples do overcome infidelity, but when I talk to them and I talk to the unfaithful partner, and I would say, how were you in your communication with your spouse about what was going on, the problems? And I find out that they weren't open in their communication. So, yeah, so trust is one. There's several others. Maybe I can talk about them later. But that's brilliant that you put those two together, because that's so important.
Yeah. And I agree. Right? I agree. It's definitely trust. But just to expound a little more, is that when there's a full trust in being able to be vulnerable too, right? I think that's really the hallmark between having that loyalty and the love coexist. Because again, if you know that there's times that we're going through something, right? And you know, I could trust you where I'm like, all right, I trust you that you won't do anything to hurt me. I'll trust, right? But when like do I trust you enough to be vulnerable with you? Right? Do I trust you at that level? Like there's friends that I have, that I love, that I trust, that I know, like, right? But there's certain things that I go through that I would never tell them, right? Because there's a level of vulnerability that I just don't, I'm not comfortable having with certain people. You know, my wife, you know, she knows everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, like everything, you know. And there's a level of trust. There's a level of being able to be vulnerable. And that, you know, is because of her loyalty, because of her love. Like, her name actually means faithful and loyal, right? So if you look up the word Amina, it actually means that, being faithful and loyal. And because of that, there's a level of vulnerability that I'm willing to have. I'm willing to, when I like people see me in the public and think I'm just this big confident dude that is just, you know, confident all the time about going. But there's times where I'm like in my bed, just covered up and like nervous. And I'm like, oh my God, what are we gonna do? Or, you know what I'm saying? Binge watching and eating and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so it's just like, that level of vulnerability allows, you know, is that it for me is like that whole hallmark of loyalty and love.
Oh, that is so great. That's the intimacy that you just have with that one person. That's fine. And that can build you up so that you can be that Ash Cash person. What's your government name?
Ash Exantis.
Really? That's really good. Okay. Ash Exantis.
Exantis, yeah. Exantis means gift of God.
What?
Just in case nobody asks.
Well, all right then. I love it. We know your name.
That was great. However, over here, the quicklies, what are the hallmarks of a healthy, balanced relationship? Loyalty and love is coexisting. What is it?
I agree with the trust, the whole trust issue, and the trust and respect. You know, you got, if you don't have those two things, it's, you know, it's just no chance, pretty much. Because it's got to start there. Like I said, we just kind of know where each other starts and stops. And I trust her to, if something that needs to be done, like this morning, for example, she comes down and sets up the booth and stuff. That's what she does, you know. And then I show up and like look like it's good to me. You need some coffee? I run up to Starbucks and get the coffee. You know, but I know my lane, you know. And she has certain things she does. I have certain things I do. You know, I'm the numbers person. You know, and you know, the negotiator. So that's me. And we just know when to pass it off. We kind of know when to pass it off to each other. Yeah. You know, it's just I guess it's a synergy that it was almost natural.
Yeah, I think that's why. You know, we didn't really have that kind of bumpy road because, you know, we had been everywhere before. So and we already knew, you know what, I just really don't want to do that again. And it just, and liking him and being friends already, we had been friends for over 25 years. The relationship thing never, like you said, you know, never even, it didn't even enter my mind at all, you know, until one day he's passing through LA and we would go have a drink and he said, I'm passing through, you know, meet me, have a drink. I'm, oh, okay. You just run by and he's like, we're talking about business and different things and what the business I was working on and stuff. And then he just breaks in the conversation. He's like, hey, you still dating that guy?
Ooh.
Like, yeah, kinda. Yeah. He's like, well, kinda isn't an answer. And that's not a thing. When you're ready for a real date, call me. I'm like, ew.
How dare you, you know, mess with this friendship? I mean, this is great. What? Didn't speak to him for 3 months. I was like,
so wait, so did you call him? What happened?
3 months later. Okay. 3 months later, I was talking to a client and she was trying to fix me up. And I was like, absolutely not. We won't be friends if we do that. And I don't even know how the conversation, I don't even know where it came from. And I mentioned that conversation to her, right? And she was like, are you talking about that dentist guy? I was like, yeah, but I'm not doing that. She's 6'1", I'm 5'2". She tackled me for my phone. I was like, we're going on a date with him.
Yeah. Yeah, that is so great.
Oh, she was in your wedding.
She, you know, she was like, you're doing this. And I'm like, no, he's busy. I'm not going to, you know. She's like, well, what did he say? He's like, well, you know, she's like, just ask him. What about that date? And I sent him a message. And she's like, well, what did he say? I was like, he's a dentist, he's in somebody's mouth. He's, you know, I haven't talked to him in 3 months, so you know, he's probably not even gonna say anything. Like 30 seconds later, he goes, when?
That's right.
It took 4 months for that date to happen because of our schedule. And our first date, he's like, meet me in New Orleans.
That is a romance.
That's it.
That's it.
Great.
And it's been constant ever since. But what, you know,
it's still that I already trusted him. You know, I trusted him as a human, as a friend. I trusted him. So, you know, to move that to the next level was, it just seemed right. But it's, you know, it's, I guess we've talked about it. It just happened and it just felt right. And I chose it. Yeah. It's like he said, I chose it because it, going back to that, you know, when I had to pray to say, help me figure this out. I know I need to. And it was like, hey, this is it right here. This is it. Make the decision. And that was it.
God, that is so beautiful. I mean, I see like teammates.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I see with you guys. Did anyone else want to start? I want to open up the floor for questions from the floor. So anyone else have anything else they want to?
Well, I can tell you from my side.
Oh, yeah, you're from your side. Yeah. Do tell.
So after my wife passed, as you probably could imagine, you know, I was a pretty busy man. It was women coming from everywhere. So I was like, man, maybe I should have been born 50 and single. I mean, it was crazy. So, but after, you know, a few months of that stuff, it was like, all right, well, what am I doing? You know, I don't really like any of these people. Yeah. And I'm not having any type of connection. So I've been out to California a couple of times, two or three times. And every time I would go out there, I would let her know I was coming out there. And we'd end up, you know, meeting up. And, you know, she might come up to meet me at the hotel and lobby and have a drink or whatever. But we'd end up just sitting up talking from 7 or 8 in the evening until 5 or 6 in the morning, just sitting there talking. And so I was like, man, all right.
Yeah.
Versus what I was doing at home, you know, I was like, you know, I don't know where you're going, but you got to get out of here. I'm done. You got to go. You know, I don't have nothing to talk to you about. So. The difference, and I'm like, okay, this is what I'm looking for. You know, this relationship where I can have somebody that I like,
yeah,
that I like. It's not, you know, it's not just physical. It's, yeah, you know, physical is important, but it's not the thing that you can base your relationship on. You know, because that's gonna, you know, it's not going to keep the relationship together. The respect and the trust is what's going to keep the relationship together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was what led me to have that conversation, because I was like, man, I've been on plenty of dates and what have you, but never, you know, could sit down with anybody and just talk for that long and not know that type of time had gone by.
Yeah.
So what'd you think when you got the text?
What did I think when I got the text? Because, I mean, you know, when I brought it up, you know, and I said, you know, well, you know, call me or reach out if you want a real date. That's what I said. That's where I left it. And that's where I left it. So I was like, well, maybe she must want a real date. Because the other thing I had told her, I was like, you know, whoever it is you dating, you don't ever talk about it. So it ain't real. But if you ain't talking about them, and I figure she'll figure it out.
Yeah. But oddly enough, it's like a formula though too, because we have an actual similar story.
Mm.
Where, you know, I've always been handsome my whole life. And so I was a banker at 19 years old, And so, I was always, with what he said, right? And so, when I met her, I was already a banker. I was like in my 20s. I was already a banker, but young, though. And so, I was, everybody was, all the women,
Right.
And so, when I met her, she was the first person that I met that it was just, we just talked. And it was hours. Like, we were literally, after the date, me being who I am. I'm like, all right, this is about to go down. And she's like, nah, it's not. Like, let's talk, And so we would literally talk for hours and hours and hours. And I was like, oh, I actually like this. You know what I mean? Like, I like her. It's not only about the physical. Like, I actually like her. And then that's how we grew our relationships.
So. Yeah. Yeah, and that's how you know, for real. Yeah.
So all you fellas out there who are single, that's how you know. You know what to do. You just gave the formula.
That's the formula.
That's great. So I want to open it up. We have a few minutes left. Anybody have questions? I know you got questions.
I heard a lot of key words like respect and communication. My wife and I have a couple show called Decades In on YouTube, Rise the Culture TV on YouTube, where we promote Black love and marriage. The one I didn't hear was admiration. This one's for my men on the panel. Could you talk about how you admire your wife and how that admiration builds to the respect and love?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good because I think that, when I look at my wife, not only is she beautiful, not only is she the best mother, not only is she the best friend that I could have ever asked for, I think just her ability to just be unapologetically herself, right? I think for me, that's what I admire the most, right? Is the fact that I don't care where we go. Like, she is going to be her. It does not matter. Like, she is unapologetically herself, and she exudes that level of confidence. She exudes that level of, surety of who she is. And even in times where I want her to compromise, right? And what I mean by that is, I'm a very public figure, if you will, right? Because, I have a very popular show called Inside the Vault. With Ash Cash has been seen 6 million times, 1 million downloads. And so because of that, there's certain spaces I go into, it almost feels like I'm a celebrity. Like, oh, Ash Cash. And I'm like, all right, you're my wife, so I need you to, smile, you know what I mean? Shake hands. No, if I don't feel energy, and so I admire that. I admire anybody who, there is no switch up. Regardless of the situation, she is loyal to her first, right? There's a level of loyalty that she has to herself. And for me, that's important, right? I admire that. And it's important in a relationship because I don't have to guess who I'm going to get, right? I know for the last 20 years, every single day I got her. Like it, love it, hate it, I'm going to get her. And then for me, I just, I got to a point where I've just accepted it now. Like, I'm like, all right, bet. All right, so if I need the political person, all right, look, babe, you're going to sit this one out. Right? So I know who she is, And so I think that level of admiration is also important because now when I'm amongst, other women or I'm amongst people who are flirting or whatever the case, because women love power, right? And so when you popular and they're like, oh, he's popular, he could probably do whatever, but now there's so much admiration for my wife. I'm like, look, you walking up the tall tree, you don't even understand. Like, I'm not, like, I wouldn't even play myself, you know what I'm saying? So I think, right, to your point, like, admiration is really important in that loyalty, that love, that trust, that respect, for sure.
Yeah.
I just want to say I love that what you're saying, because to admire your partner, it takes you to be able to focus on the positive. Because you could have taken that experience in your mind thinking, what's wrong with her? What's the matter with her? That's when you lose the admiration. And that's how you maintain friendship, is to see her strengths and not as a deficit, but you see her strength is that's who she is. And that's how you keep that admiration, which is so important. Thank you for that question. You guys want to talk about admiration?
Yeah, I think, yeah. And I think I agree. Again, that admiration, I think, is a thing where I definitely admire and what all that she does. Like I said, like the getting up early and the setting everything up, the what she does for us as a unit is huge. She's constantly got my back, and I know it. You know, and it was interesting. I think we were in Tulsa, and we were communicating. I think we were around Micah. I don't know if she's in the room.
Oh yeah, Micah's here. I'm sure.
And we were my daughter was graduating from University of Tulsa. Micah came and hung out with us that weekend, and she had just watched our interaction together, and I remember she came up to me and she said, I love the way she constantly has your back. And people can see it and feel it, that, you know, we work together as a unit, and I am just glad and proud of her. And I feel the same type of admiration and respect that she get, that I give to her. I think we give it to each other. Yeah. And that's what really makes it work.
Yeah, I like that, because you could have said, oh, she's such a busybody. But no, you chose to see it as a positive thing. Like, she's really taking care of things. I really love that. Do we have another question? No more. She has 2 minutes. Okay. How many more minutes? We're done. Oh, okay. All right. It says 3 minutes on the little clock here. Okay, so I just want to quickly have you two talk about how people can find you. I'm Alicia. You can find me at Culture with Dr. Alicia. I really appreciate all you all coming out bright and early on a Sunday. And how about you guys introduce yourself? I mean, say a final words and talk about how people can find you.
Yes. Well, you can find me on Instagram at I am Amina Lee, and on YouTube at Biohacker Fitness.
Me, I am Ash Cash. Make sure you visit me, IamAshCash.com. You can follow me on all social media platforms at I am Ash Cash. And then also search on YouTube Inside the Vault with Ash Cash.
All right, I'm Dr. Kirk Quiglis, better known as Dr. Q. You can find us online, on social media, Dr. Q's Fresh Breath Club, or Golden Bite Oral Appliance.
We're in the same place. 22 hours a day.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.